Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 11th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went down 16 points. It closed at 11,416. And without diving too deeply into Slovakian politics, know this. All members of the European Union have to say yes if there's to be a new bailout for Greece. The only country left to vote is Slovakia. Its government may fall, and it's by no means a done deal. But the betting is that the European Financial Stability Facility will eventually get approval. The S&P 500 is poised at the knife edge of nothingness. It didn't even move a point today. NASDAQ Composite Index up 16 points. The 10-year bond yield up to 2.16%. Banks this week begin telling the world about their profits and losses for the quarter just ended. These earnings reports will offer a fascinating window onto the economy at large. Analyst Charles Peabody at Portales Partners says the high finance side of banking hasn't been doing too well, but that the more traditional business of lending money to people has been running stronger.
Mortgage banking should be very strong this quarter. Top-line revenue or basic banking business should be flat to up. Capital markets or investment banking should be weak, very weak. Asset management will be weak. So those are some of the trends that J.P. Morgan should give us a window on, too.
The idea that mortgage lending is robust these days does seem counterintuitive.
Well, you had a spike in the refinancing volume in the third quarter, although the purchase volume for new homes was weak. And then you also had a significant improvement in profit margins. We estimate profit margins in the origination side of the business or the production side of the business could be up as much as 40%.
The banking industry is embroiled in a lot of controversy, including litigation for its role in the financial collapse. Do you think that's going to affect profits moving forward?
You know, litigation costs are going to remain high, unfortunately. And, you know, what we have a sense of is what the floor level is, but we don't have a sense of the ceiling. And November is going to be a critical month in giving us a sense of how high these litigation costs could go because of some key court decisions.
Charles Peabody is a founding partner at Portales in New York. And the holidays will be over, and you'll be looking for something fun in the new year. Mark your calendars. January 13th. It's the last day for public comment into what's called the Volcker Rule, aimed at stopping financial companies from making risky bets and thereby endangering the wider financial system. Banks say new limits will cost them a lot of money. Consumer groups say the rule has too many exemptions. The proposed new rule came out today, and the public comment period will invite a blizzard of industry lobbying. And now it's time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. Super discount stores are now so popular with shoppers that the stores themselves are selling at a premium. A pair of investors has agreed to buy 99-cents-only stores for $1.6 billion. That's 160 billion cents only. But just because you have an inexpensive-sounding name doesn't mean you're a hot property. The car rental company Dollar Thrifty was up for sale but took itself off the block today. Some investors didn't think it was cheap. I mean, thrifty enough. You can read more about how we're keeping a finger on the pulse of the economy by going to our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.